Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're here with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief, the New York Daily News. Ken, last few days of legislative session for New York State, sports betting has been on the table. It's been talked about for the last few months. It's been a big topic since the federal ruling, allowing states to make up their own laws on it. Where do you see this right now? Is it going to get passed?
I would not bet on it. I think it's an extreme long shot. And yes, I'm using all the puns I can use. The Senate would probably like to get it done, but there's a lot of opposition among Assembly Democrats. And even though it probably has the votes potentially to pass the Assembly, the tradition is they would not bring it to the floor for a vote unless the Democrats, which rule the chamber, have enough votes on their own to pass it, which would mean they would need 76. And it's not clear that those 76 are there. The Speaker of the Assembly, Carl Hastie, has said he doesn't expect to see it voted on before the end of the session.
So why is it not? Is there certain terms a part of it that both sides can't come to an agreement? I mean, this seems like something that, you know, we're seeing other states, we're seeing New Jersey, Delaware, others, you know, talking to you know, a local Batavia Downs, the president of one of the big horse tracks around here in Western New York. And, you know, it would be a huge plus for them and for a lot of people be able to make sports betting. And, you know, New York State has a lot of very passionate sports fans across the state, you know, and now they're kind of being left in the dust with some of the states that are right there they border with. So why is this not coming?
I think there's a lot of reasons. Some don't like the idea of increasing gambling opportunities in New York. They recently allowed for the opening of up to seven casinos upstate. Four of them have opened. Some don't like the idea that there would be a fee attached to it that would go to the leagues themselves, the sports leagues, like the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA. They feel that that's money that should stay with the state, so they don't like that. Others are worried about whether if the state allows it, it would violate the exclusivity agreement with some of the Indian tribes that run casinos, and if that's the case, they're worried about losing the local revenues that some of the casinos pay to the localities, the counties and such. So, I mean, there's a myriad of reasons why. And, you know, the sponsors of the bill have come to agreement, but in both the Senate and the Assembly, but the support is not there right now within the Assembly Democratic Conference.
And, you know, it's something that, you know, if they don't get it done in the next, you know, 2 days, then you pretty much have to wait until next year for it to happen. So, I mean, how does this maybe impact New York State in general when it comes to sports betting and how the delay could really maybe leave a lot of people, a lot of businesses out of the chance to, you know, create revenue and for people just have the ability to make a bet?
Well, I think if it doesn't get done in the next 2 days, then it's an issue again next year. Look, you know, the governor has not been on board with this either. He's really taken a hands-off approach. Under the changes that were made when they agreed to allow for the upstate casinos, there is a provision that the casinos themselves can offer sports gaming, but that's only after the at the casinos themselves, but that's only after the State Gaming Commission comes up with rules and regulations that would guide that. That has not happened yet either since the Supreme Court decision. And if it doesn't get done, then, you know, states like New Jersey are going to get a head start. But And New York will go at it again and debate it. Look, for years we were sitting here, why hasn't mixed martial arts passed when 49 other states had legalized it? It took New York and the Assembly in particular a very long time to get there, and it wouldn't surprise me if it takes a few years for this to percolate in Albany, or it could get done next year. But I would be shocked, although, you know, you never rule anything out at the end of a legislative session as deal-making starts happening, but I'd be shocked if it's this year.
You know, just talking, you know, with people, and they've been hearing about how in New York City there's big billboards, and, you know, bringing people, telling people, hey, go across the border right over to New Jersey, and you can start making some bets. And do you see that? I mean, especially Albany, you know, horse racing is a big deal in that area. And, you know, where do you see? Do you see people maybe finding those other states like Delaware and New Jersey that aren't too far away, that maybe make a trip down there? If you can't get, if it's not legal here, people can go elsewhere to do it.
Yeah, look, that's what people do now, right? They go to Vegas before the Supreme Court ruling. That was the only place you could do it. And some people would go and do sports betting in Vegas. It would become a destination. I think you'll see people in New York going over to New Jersey to do it in New York City, because that's a very easy trip across the tunnel. But you know, how often people are going to do it from upstate, I have no idea. I mean, you know, it takes a while, right? So you have to plan that out. But it's certainly some of that revenue that could be had by New York will go to other states. And otherwise, you know, there's always been illegal gaming. I'm sure that's not going away. And then we'll see what happens.
You know, it's only been a few states so far, but, you know, I think, like you mentioned, with the mixed martial arts, and if this is an issue for next year or maybe even beyond that, do you think, you know, it sounds like to me from a lot of people thought New York State would be one of the first ones to do this. Do you think they might end up being one of the last?
Certainly could. Look, New York, look how long it took to get the upstate casinos. I mean, they had been talking about that for decades. New York has generally been slow to embracing new forms of gaming. And so would I be shocked? Look, I think it won't be decades. I think it could be a year or two. But, you know, there's going to be more pressure if you're seeing a lot of revenue being generated in New Jersey and other areas. You know, that's going to be one of the arguments for it. But, you know, there are a number of lawmakers who just don't feel it's the right way to go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.